USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The elections overhaul bill passed in the House does not have the support of West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin. This virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party-line approval in the House. Senator Manchin tells CBS's Face the Nation he's pushing for a bipartisan agreement and believes Republicans will fight for bipartisanship as well.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us, John. And someone's got to fight for this.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week, with or without Republican support.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Former President Donald Trump returned to the political stage with a public appearance in North Carolina.
At Saturday's Republican convention in North Carolina, former President Trump is telling China they must pay. The former president also calling out medical director Tony Fauci amidst Fauci's claim that COVID wasn't made in a Chinese lab.
But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Trump also saying China inflicted $16 trillion of economic damage onto the United States and claimed the lives of thousands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas has two new mayors. At 37, Maddie Parker becomes the youngest mayor of a major city. She was declared the winner Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas. And Republican Javier Villalobos reportedly has taken the seat of a Democrat mayor in McAllen, Texas, by a margin of just over 200 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More sanctions against Belarus after they lied about a bomb threat on board a plane. Wendy King from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau has the latest.
The European Union banned Belarusian airlines from airspace and airports in member countries in response to the Lukashenko regime forcing the diversion of a plane carrying an opposition journalist last month. EU ambassadors agreed to the ban, which prevents Belarusian airlines from landing in or taking off from EU airports. Earlier this week, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency also issued a directive calling on air carriers in member states to avoid Belarusian airspace and airports. On May 23rd, the government forced a Ryanair flight en route from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk, saying there was a bomb threat on board. Upon landing, authorities arrested exiled journalist Roman Protasevich. President Alexander Lukashenko has targeted opposition leaders and members of the media since his re-election last year. According to international watchdogs, the election was deemed neither free nor fair. Protesters who rallied against his electoral victory were met with an increasingly bloody crackdown that forced opposition leaders to flee to exile. The Lukashenko regime opened a criminal case into Protasevich, enlisting him as a terrorist, for which he could be sentenced to death.
For USA Radio News, online at usaradionews.com, I'm Jeremy Scott.